I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, August 5th. Cardinal Sean O'Malley is retiring after more than 20 years as the leader of the Archdiocese of Boston. Bishop Richard Henning from Providence will be named the next Archbishop of Boston. The Vatican's expected to make the official announcement today. The 80-year-old O'Malley is the 9th bishop and 6th archbishop in the more than 200-year history of the Archdiocese of Boston. Pope John Paul II appointed O'Malley the Archbishop of Boston on July 1, 2003, after the resignation of Cardinal Bernard Law. At the time, the Archdiocese was in turmoil, still grappling with the fallout of the clergy sex abuse scandal. Before Boston, O'Malley served for about 10 years as the Bishop of the Fall River Diocese, and then briefly as the Bishop of Palm Beach, Florida. The Ohio native was elevated to Cardinal by Pope Benedict in 2006. Protesters will gather outside Kearney Hospital in Dorchester's emergency department today, 4 weeks before the Steward-owned hospital is set to close. The protesters will call out Steward, as well as Governor Mara Healey, for allowing the closure of Kearney and Neshoba Valley Medical Center in Ayer. In July, bankrupt Steward Healthcare said it planned to close the two medical centers on or about August 31st after it was unable to find qualified buyers for the facilities. Spokesperson for Healey blamed Steward's, quote, irresponsible business tactics for Kearney and Neshoba being forced to close. Steward said it's acutely aware of the difficulties the closures are causing. The company and state both said they're working to make sure all 1,200 impacted workers can get other jobs. The Texas-based for-profit healthcare company said in July it's been actively working to sell or transition all its Massachusetts hospitals and are in active final negotiations to sell 6 of them. Steward's other hospitals in Massachusetts include Good Samaritan in Brockton, Morton in Taunton, St. Anne's in Fall River, St. Elizabeth's in Brighton, and Holy Family in Methuen and Haverhill. Steward filed for bankruptcy earlier this year and is selling off 7 of its 8 Massachusetts hospitals. Steward said both hospitals are closing because of a lack of interest from bidders. Quincy police have a message for shoplifters. We will arrest you. Chief Mark Kennedy says officers will be aggressively going after shoplifters after a recent uptick in thefts at retailers across the city. Kennedy said he's noticed the increase in shoplifting since the closure of Mass and Cass in Boston, where homeless individuals and drug addicts were camped out in tents. Kennedy says officers will be pursuing shoplifters during the hours of noon to 8 p.m. at big box retailers such as Home Depot, Walgreens, Stop and Shop, and others. Kennedy says the department will be conducting a social media campaign aimed at sending a message that shoplifters in Quincy will be arrested. Lightning struck a group home in Abington last night, sparking a fire as severe storms moved through the region. The Abington Fire Department says multiple calls came in for a fire at 439 Washington Street that was started by a lightning strike and then fed by a gas line inside the building. Chief Jack Glynn says the incident occurred at a group home that houses 5 individuals with special needs. The staff evacuated the building prior to firefighters' arrival. No injuries were reported. However, 2 people were taken to local hospitals as a precaution. The other 3 are going to be relocated with family. Responding crews found heavy fire showing from the outside of the building upon arrival. It's believed the main gas line may have been struck by lightning. Fire crews were trying to cool the building and keep it contained to the outside while trying to turn it off at the street. It took about 40 minutes for National Grid to respond. Once they were there, they shut off the gas quickly and firefighters brought the fire under control. Fire department had multiple calls last night at other locations due to potential lightning strikes. After a 5-day trial, a Marshfield woman was found guilty of murdering her Boston firefighter husband in 2021. A Plymouth County jury deliberated for 2.5 hours and found 49-year-old Christine Ritchie guilty of second-degree murder and one count of assault and battery with a dangerous weapon and the stabbing death of her husband, 51-year-old Michael Ritchie. The Plymouth County DA's office said in a statement that Marshfield police were called to the Ritchie family home on Moraine Street at 4:46 p.m. on that day in 2021. First responders found Michael Ritchie suffering from 2 stab wounds to the front chest and back shoulder. He was taken to South Shore Hospital and pronounced dead. A knife was found at the foot of the victim. It was determined Christine and Michael got into an argument prior to the stabbing. Christine then grabbed a knife and attacked her husband. During her arraignment in 2021, Christine sustained a panic attack. She will be sentenced on August 22nd in Plymouth Superior Courts. The Friends of Wollaston Beach and Save the Harbor, Save the Bay are holding a community climate workshop in Quincy today to focus on how climate change will impact the region's public beaches. The workshop is part of a series of community climate workshops this summer. Save the Harbor, Save the Bay will share an array of tools developed in partnership with the City of Boston and the region's experts and advocates to increase resiliency and improve coastal defenses while preserving recreational access to beaches. Today's workshop being held from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Wollaston Yacht Club on Quincy Shore Drive. A Marina Bay restaurant group will be holding a fundraiser to benefit the Quincy Animal Shelter. The Frateroli family will be unveiling their newly renovated Boardwalk Pizza and Donato's Gelato tomorrow at noontime, with a portion of the proceeds going to support the Quincy Animal Shelter. Restaurant patrons are invited to bring their own dogs to tomorrow's event and meet adoptable dogs from the shelter. Quincy Mayor Thomas Coakes expected to offer remarks. The two restaurants are now part of the Victory Point Italian Restaurant and Bar. Quincy Animal Shelter is celebrating its 25th anniversary this year. The New England Free Jacks of Quincy made history yesterday by securing their second consecutive Major League Rugby Championship with a 20-11 victory over the Seattle Seawolves in the Major League Rugby title game held at Snapdragon Stadium in San Diego. With the win, the Free Jacks joined Seattle as the only clubs to win 2 Major League Rugby Shields and go back-to-back. The Free Jacks' home is Veterans Memorial Stadium in Quincy. Check of business news. And stocks opened the day in negative territory. The Dow down 610 points on Friday. The NASDAQ dropping 417. The S&P lost 100. Stock markets across Asia hit by a massive sell-off today, with U.S. stock futures tumbling after last week's worse-than-expected U.S. jobs report triggered renewed fears of a recession. Dollars down, the euro fell, oil at $72 a barrel. Sports: Red Sox beat the Rangers 7-2, and now they're off to Kansas City. Series with the Royals beginning tonight at 8:10. Forecast from the National Weather Service: today hazy, hot, and humid, with isolated thunderstorms at a high of 91. A lingering storm tonight, low 69. Tomorrow, scattered showers and storms, high of 77. Wednesday, scattered showers, high 75. Thursday, partly cloudy, high 75. Out on the water, waves about a foot, southwest winds at 5 knots, become southerly later today and a high tide at 1 p.m. Sunrise 5:41, sets at 7:57. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, August 5th.